You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report.
This week, we'll be talking first with Stephanie Villani of Blue Moon Fish. They've been coming to Union Square since 1996, and they're based out on the North Fork of Long Island. They catch a wide variety from Boston mackerel to cod to flounder. And now that it's April, we can look forward to the shad roe coming in. Stephanie also smokes some fish, including delicious smoked bluefish.
Next, we'll talk to Rich Hodson of Hodgson Farms in Newburgh, New York. Right now, he has a beautiful assortment of spring flowers and herbs for sale, and later in the season, he'll bring an array of vegetables from melons to Brussels sprouts.
Last, we'll chat with Lynn Fleming of Lynn Haven Farms. They raise goats for milk, cheese, and meat. While we were talking, James Kent, the sous chef of 11 Madison Restaurant, came by to pick up a large batch of ricotta from Lynn, so he joined the conversation.
I'm Stephanie Villani from Blue Moon Fish. We're here at Union Square every Wednesday. We've been coming here since 1996, and we've been doing the markets in New York for, since 1988. My husband's a commercial fisherman on the east end of Long Island. We're from Matituck on the North Fork, and he's got a dragger, and he catches most everything. There's a small amount of fish that we buy, such as tuna or sea scallops, but most of it is from our own boat. We also have smoked fish, which is my job. I smoke fresh bluefish, tuna, eel, and other assorted fish throughout the year. Right now, in season is cod, flounder, sea scallops, monkfish, Boston mackerel for another couple weeks. We have skate, squid, and flounder roe. I'm hoping to get some shad roe in. That usually comes in April. And then coming up, we'll have bluefish in May, and sea trout also comes in the spring. We've got oysters and clams. Probably in the summer, we'll have steamers and also mussels. And I have whole fish and fillet. Well, the smoked fish started because we had leftover bluefish, and my husband didn't want to throw it away, so we figured out how to smoke it. He built a smoker, and we got licensed by the state, and it turned out to be such a popular thing that now I have to smoke bluefish every week. And then I tried doing all different kinds of fish, such as the tuna. I smoke the tuna belly, which is very fatty. I do striped bass sometimes in the summer, and I do eel when I can get it, and it really comes out very nicely. It's a very popular thing, and it's very good. For the mackerel, we have really nice small Boston mackerel fillets, and these are the small fish that have no mercury but do have the omega-3 fatty acids that are so good for you, the fish oil. So what I usually do with those is just saute them in olive oil and a little rosemary, or I put them skin down on a baking sheet with a little olive oil and a little Dijon mustard on each fillet and just broil it for a couple of minutes, and it's delicious. We also have a nice sea bass fillet. This is local black sea bass, which is fantastic. It's very light and delicate. I think it's nice to buy local sea bass, of which there is a lot around, instead of the Chilean sea bass, which is really overfished and is really not even a true sea bass. This fish, it's a really light and delicate, and one of my favorite recipes for that is just to lay it down on a baking sheet and put olive oil and fresh oregano, which I get at the market, right on top, and broil it for 4 or 5 minutes, and it's fantastic. My husband has been fishing for 30 years now in Eastern Long Island, and he started the markets just as a side thing to make a little bit of extra money while he, you know, went fishing offshore. And it turned out to be so popular that now it's become our main business. And it's really nice for us to sell directly to the public and to get to know people. We really have a lot of return customers, and we know a lot of people, and it's really nice. They really appreciate the fish, and we appreciate, you know, selling it to them and being able to make a living, because it's a really tough way to make a living. So we really enjoy it, and we're really grateful for the green markets.
Hi, I'm Richard Hodgson, Hodgson Farms. We're located in Walden, New York, and we're growers, greenhouse growers primarily. We grow a variety of crops in the greenhouse, flowering plants and also vegetable plants. We also grow 60 acres of vegetable crops in the field, and some small fruit, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, and cut flowers in the field, and all sort of vegetables that we grow. This is my 33rd year that I've been coming to Union Square. I've been here since the day it opened, and things have changed a lot in 33 years, besides me. We were chicken farmers in 46, my father started a chicken farm right after World War II for egg production. And we did that from 46 until 1983. We were strictly egg producers. And we were considered the egg man at the market here when we started Green Markets in 1976. And over the years, we got into growing different things. We started putting up some greenhouses and growing vegetable plants, and we had the chicken manure to grow vegetables in the field, and that's how the vegetable end grew out of the chicken farming. So we were mostly vegetables, so we were eggs, and then we gradually switched over to mostly vegetable production, and then we gradually got into the greenhouse business. We just kept changing as the markets changed, you know, basically wherever it seemed like the money was is what we went to. We have a pretty wide selection of herbs. I mean, not as big as some of the other guys that really specialize in herbs, but we probably go 15 or 20 different varieties of herbs here. Yeah, we grow tomatoes and peppers, eggplant, cucumbers, melons, watermelons, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. We grow, you know, just about all the vegetables. We don't grow sweet corn, but just about everything else. We're here at Union Square every Wednesday and Saturday, and we are not here year-round. We finish up with poinsettias at Christmas time, and then we start up usually about the middle of March. So it's about 2.5 months out of the year that we're not participating here. Now, the neighborhood has changed also over the 33 years. It's like day and night. This park was filled with drug addicts, and they were carrying, you know, we'd pull in here in the morning on a Saturday morning 33 years ago, and they were carrying people out of here in body bags. I mean, it used to be really bad. Even the police said, do not go into that park. Because even I don't go into this park.
Hi, I'm Lynn Fleming, Lynn Haven from Pine Bush, New York. We actually are in Ulster County. We have 9 acres and farm all of it. We raise we have about 100 milkers milking goats, and we bring goat cheese and goat meat to the city. We bring a fresh chèvre, a fresh feta, a fresh ricotta, and an aged chèvre in season. We also make yogurt, brings a limited amount of milk, pasteurized milk. By order. Our meat is from our kids raised on the farm, 10 to 16 weeks old, all nursing on their moms when they go, so they have happy lives. The benefits of the goat meat are they store very little fat in their muscles. So compared to chicken, it's like less than a third of the fat of chicken, a quarter of the fat of lamb, absolutely no fat in their muscles. On the downside, it does need to be braised and cooked slowly, but it's a delicious meat, very young and tender, and a very delicate meat. I've had the goats for about 20 years, and in fact, they started as a show herd, and we had national champion Nubian in 2002 in Colorado, and it kind of evolved from making a little cheese for the family into making a little more cheese to take to small upstate markets, and the need to support the goats grew, and here we are, and now it totally supports myself and my family and all of the goats. I actually was accepted Grand Army Plaza first, so I'm still at Grand Army Plaza, and I love Brooklyn, and I'm here at Union Square on Wednesdays and Saturdays. I was here on Wednesdays for a year and a half, almost 2 years, before Coach Farms sold the creamery, and then I was accepted as the Saturday goat cheese.
James Kent, I'm a sous chef at 11 Madison Park Restaurant, and we use your cheese in gnocchi, we use it with a beet salad, we love it. We're actually going to the farm next week. The whole kitchen is going up. 50 people. We're going to just ride the goats and eat cheese and have a barbecue. It's going to be awesome. And we love Lynn, and we try to support her and all people in the market.
That's a wrap for this week. Sorry we missed 1 week. We had to take abrupt vacation, but we'll be back every other week, and we really would like to hear from you. So please send your comments to comments@retrobore.com or check out our Facebook group or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/retrobore. The RetroBore Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of RetroBore.com. Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.